From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Modus Tollens Terra, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Rain hammered the market square, and Terra the Hare stood under an awning with her ears pinned back, staring hard at a puddle that had no business being there. "The fountain's been off since Tuesday," she muttered. A friend beside her, a squirrel named Pip, huddled deeper into his scarf and asked what she was going on about. Terra pointed one paw at the wet cobbles under the closed fountain. "If the fountain were running," she said slowly, "these stones would be soaked all the way to the wall. They're only wet in a patch." She narrowed her quick brown eyes. "So the fountain is not running. Somebody spilled a bucket." She trotted off toward the fruit stall, and sure enough, a tipped-over pail sat behind it, still dripping. Pip blinked. Terra hadn't touched the fountain, hadn't asked anyone. She just noticed what wasn't there, and it told her exactly what was.
Terra learned to reason that way in her family stall, years before Logic Quest. Her family were the village contract witnesses, the Hare's farmers trusted to watch a promise and say whether it held. When Terra was small, a berry grower swore he'd deliver 10 baskets by market day. Her grandmother sat her down at the counting table with a slate. "A promise is a rule," Gran said. "If he keeps it, 10 baskets arrive, so we watch for the 10. Market day came. 8 baskets arrived. Little Terra counted them twice, her paws trembling. "Only 8, Gran." "And what does 8 tell you?" Gran asked, not unkindly. Terra's stomach dropped, because she liked the grower, and she didn't want it to be true. But the slate didn't care what she wanted. "If he kept the promise, 10 baskets come," she said. 10 didn't come, so he didn't keep it. Saying it out loud felt heavy and clear at once, like setting down something she'd been carrying wrong. Gran tapped the slate. "You didn't accuse him, you didn't guess. You noticed what was missing, and it did the rest." Terra never forgot that the missing thing could speak the loudest.
The gate of Logic Quest was tall and stern, and the owl behind the desk was taller and sterner. Inspector Logos peered down at the small, rain-damp hare and asked her one question. "Show me how you rule a thing out." Terra didn't recite anything. She pointed out the window at a garden where a hose lay coiled and dry. "If someone had watered the beds this morning, the soil would be dark and heavy," she said. "Look, it's pale and cracking. Nobody watered." She looked back up. "I didn't have to catch them not watering. I only had to see the dry soil. The dryness proves it." The owl was quiet for a long moment, feathers unruffled. Then something in his stare eased, just slightly. "You reasoned backward from a thing that didn't happen," he said. "Few do it without tangling themselves." He slid the gate open. Terra walked through, ears up, feeling the small, warm thrill of having said exactly the true thing.
Her workshop filled fast, because young thinkers loved a good ruling out. One afternoon, Pip and 3 others crowded her table while she set a plate of dry cobblestones, real ones from the square, in the middle. "Somebody tell me a promise," Terra said. "If it's raining, the streets get wet," Pip offered. "Good. Now watch." She held up a cobble, bone dry. "The street is not wet, so?" Pip's whiskers twitched as he worked it. "So it's not raining." "There it is," Terra said and grinned. "You didn't look at the sky once. The dry street did the telling." A younger rabbit at the back frowned and raised a paw. "But what if it stopped raining a minute ago and the street just dried?" Terra nodded seriously. "Then your promise was sloppy. Raining right now versus rained at all. A ruling out is only as clean as the promise you start with. Sharpen the promise and the dry street can't lie to you." Then she turned the plate around, wetting one cobble with a dropper. "Now the tricky one. It is not raining. Does that mean the street is dry?" Pip opened his mouth, hesitated. Terra let the wet cobble gleam. the sprinklers, a spilled pail, a splashing cart. Not raining doesn't force dry. If you flip it around and deny the first thing instead of the second, you fall in the puddle. The room laughed, and Pip laughed hardest, staring at the one wet stone that had almost fooled him.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, Pip lingered by the door. "You like it," he said, "being the one who says no?" Tara set her dry cobble down and thought about it honestly. "I used to hate it," she said. "The berry baskets, telling Gran the grower fell short, that felt awful, like I was breaking something." She turned the stone over in her paws. "But I wasn't breaking it. It was already broken. I just found it." She looked up, and her quick eyes were soft. "Now, when a wrong idea drops away, it doesn't feel like a door slamming. It feels like a window opening, cool and sudden and a little bit brave. There's more room after. There's the real thing, waiting where the wrong thing used to be." Pip nodded slowly, and the two of them sat a while in that clean, quiet, opened-up feeling, watching the rain finally stop.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Modus Tollens Terra. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.